Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A record-breaking holiday travel weekend already.
Americans on the move. More than 45 million making the mad dash to their Memorial Day destinations, according to AAA projections. The TSA screening more than 3 million on Friday alone, marking the busiest travel day of the year so far.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Commencement at West Point Saturday, starring President Trump.
This is a day that you will never, ever forget. In a few moments, you'll become graduates of the most elite and storied military academy in human history, and you will become officers in the greatest and most powerful army the world has ever known.
In New York City, a sewage transport boat explosion, leaving one worker dead, two others hurt, the cause under investigation. Russia and Ukraine swapping hundreds of prisoners in a major exchange, but despite the diplomacy, Russia not letting up, launching a large-scale drone and missile attack on Kyiv. This is ABC News. The president saying that this week negotiators are close to a nuclear deal with Iran. U.S. officials say the latest talks lasted for over 2 hours and that progress was made, but still no breakthrough. Both sides agree to meet once again in the coming days. A man who's been censored, put under house arrest, and jailed in Iran for opposing the government made it out to the Cannes Film Festival in France and won its top prize on Saturday. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Winning the Palme d'Or at Cannes, a revenge thriller, It Was Just an Accident, by the Iranian dissident filmmaker Jafar Panahi. Even being banned from leaving Iran for 15 years didn't stop him from making movies. In 2011, he made This Is Not a Film on an iPhone in his living room. In 2015, Taxi was clandestinely shot almost entirely within a car. Panahi's latest is riven with the fury and pain of incarceration by the Islamic Republic. He says though the risk is now probably higher, he is going back to Iran.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
As a fellow veteran, we understand what it means to serve on a team. A suicide on a team is devastating and a real risk for veterans. If you or someone you know is struggling, reach out now. Reach out WIS.org for local resources available to you and your loved ones.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment, with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and ReachOutWIS.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, we are here live in the lair. My name is Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm here with Terry Barr.
Hello.
And Jane over in the control room.
Hello.
And tonight, I met Taylor Sherrick as the singer of 90s cover band, the Foo Foo Dolls. Taylor also plays with the band The Remedy and comes from a family with a long history in music. And tonight he's here to perform for us live in the lair and tell us some of these great stories. Taylor, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay! Well, thank you for having me, guys. This is fun.
This is
my first time ever being interviewed on the radio, so.
Well, we got to start off by saying, you know, your band, Foo Foo Dolls, features Last Crack guitarist Paul Schluter. Do you get free guitar lessons from him?
I don't need to, because my dad gave me free guitar lessons and still does, so.
Oh, is that how it happened? Well, you know, I mentioned your name on the John and Gordy show on WMDX this past Friday, and they like literally knew your whole family history, and they started telling me about, tell us about your musical family and getting started in music.
All righty. Well, of course, it all starts when I was born. So
nice.
So
that's
got
a good starting point.
Yeah. So we got mom and dad. So mom was the one who taught me how to sing. And she kind of gave me the natural ability to sing, if you will. And also my stepmom, Kathy, as well. She taught me a couple things about singing. When it comes to guitar, my dad is the one who taught me guitar. And my Uncle Vaughn is a drummer. And my Grandpa Bill was actually a touring musician back in the day. He was a tour manager. And the reason why your two friends knew him was because he actually started Channel 47 here in Madison.
No, what?
Fox 47, yep.
For real.
Yep.
What a family story you have.
That I do.
Oh, my gosh. So you kind of had to do music.
Yeah, it was kind of written in my DNA, I guess you could say.
Okay, because if you don't, what happens?
I don't know where I'd be in life, honestly. I mean,
got it.
I mean, I guess, like, for those of you who are listening in and you don't know what I look like, I'm a 6'2" giant who looks like he could maybe play defensive lineman. So maybe I would have done football in an alternate, you know, reality. But but I think music is, you know, the first time I ever played on stage was at my 6th grade talent show.
Oh, wow.
I did TNT by AC/DC, and pretty much from there, I was like, yeah, this is kind of what I want to do. So
when you hear the crowd going,
right, yeah.
Oh boy, that gets you, doesn't it?
So yeah, so mm-hmm. I've been at it for, well, gosh, since 2019. So wow. I'm a seasoned veteran now at this point.
Wow. How old were you when you started playing? I know you said, well, kind of when I was born. But like, when did you really find yourself interested in wanting to do it?
So, yeah, I mean, as a kid, like, I did do a little bit of singing here and there, but I would say the starting point for me was when I started playing guitar at the age of 10, and once again, my dad was the one who started off by teaching me guitar, and then I would say around, like, maybe, like, age 18 is when I really wanted to take singing seriously, because one of my favorite vocalists of all time, his name is Corey Taylor, the lead vocalist of Slipknot and Stone Sour.
Yep.
And
I get it now.
Yeah. So I saw him in both bands and I was just like, man, maybe that's what I want to do. Because I was all about being like the next Angus Young or Slash or something. And like, yeah, you know, like if I can sing, that'd be cool and everything. You know, I can carry a tune just fine. But then after seeing Corey, I was just like, nah, I think vocals are what I want to do. So
yeah, that's where you carry the least amount of equipment, right?
Exactly. But that doesn't really apply to me because I'm still a guitar player. Oh, so
do you play electric guitar with the band?
Yeah. So actually there's a red guitar I have, a Paul Reed Smith guitar, and it's a custom 24, but it has a piezo pickup in it. So I get to do a really nice blended sound of electric and acoustic. So I use that actually always at my solo shows and my duo shows. And then for the Remedy and the Foo Foo Dolls, I typically either just use the electric setting on the red guitar. Sometimes we do a couple acoustic songs in both bands. And then I also have a very beautiful green Tom Anderson guitar, which Paul Schluter got me hooked on. So.
And are you always the singer? Or do you have anybody else that kind of backs you up or sings with you?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously at the solo shows, that's pretty much me, unless there's right. like a guest singer there. But yeah, I do duo shows with my Uncle Vaughn, and he and I are both singers. My mom is a singer, and you know, sometimes she'll come up and sing with us. And then in the Remedy, that also features Vaughn as well. So again, you got two vocalists there. In the Foo Foo Dolls, something that's really cool about us and that a lot of people have said is that everybody sings in the band. So, you know, everybody sings at least, I think, like 2 or 3 songs. I mean, I probably sing the most, I would say. I sing maybe like half of the songs or something like that. And then, you know, Ray sings a handful of his songs, and then Paul sings some of his songs. And then the rhythm, we even let the rhythm section sing in Foo Foo Dolls as well.
What a great variety, though.
Yeah.
And then you guys can play just about anything.
It works really well because, like, Paul is really good at singing, like, Bush songs. Like, we do Machine Head, and we've done Everything Zen.
I find that crazy because, I mean, I've known Paul for a long time, right? And Last Crack, he never sung, like, ever, I don't think.
I don't think he had the recent show for you. He didn't have a microphone.
No, I didn't even know he could sing. I don't even get it. You know?
Oh man, he held back on you.
You know, and so now he's singing, and then he's also playing in his wife's band, Elizabeth Mary. I was like, what happened? Now he's playing country music too. Wow,
crazy.
Let's see. Let's get to some live music, actually. In the Lair with Taylor Sherrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Taylor, tonight you are here, and the first song you have for us tonight, it's called The Flame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of your favorite songs. Tell us about The Flame before you play.
It's also actually the newest song that I've been working on. So
really?
It's actually not on this EP. So I just released an EP a couple months ago. It's called Lost and Found EP. You can find it on all of the streaming services, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, all that good stuff. But this one I have not released yet. This is actually the newest one I'm cooking up in the studio. Wow. And I just feel like it's kind of got a cool vibe to it. And it, you know, I've noticed that I tend to kind of write higher melodies, and this is actually a little bit easier of a song for me to sing. So I just thought it'd be a good one to warm up with and debut a brand new song of mine on the radio. So in open G tuning, by the way.
All right, let's hear it. We're listening to Taylor Sherrick live in the Lair. This is The Flame.
Check, check, check. There we go.
Awesome.
All right, here's The Flame, everybody. Freezing in the dead of winter, my heart was feeling cold as ice. Feeling stuck and trapped inside my mind. Will I ever get to see the light? Then when I saw the flame was finally lit, I caught it up but started running towards you. So listen closely to these words I sing. It's coming from my heart and it's the truth. The fire's rising in our blood, and I don't think that we should let the flame die out. 'Cause when I look inside your eyes, I feel like I can be myself, and that's enough. When I see you looking back at me, my Twitter painted up begins to beat. When I see you walking in the room, you turn my eyes from gray to blue. The fire's rising in our blood, and I don't think that we should let the flame die out. 'Cause when I look inside your eyes, I feel like I can be myself, and that's enough. So tell me, baby, will you give me all your heart to swim out to the deep blue sea? 'Cause I would go the distance for you, baby, would you go for me? Now just imagine a really epic solo going on right here.
Come on, baby, just take my hand and jump into the lake with me. Just dance inside the flames so that way you can see what I say. Fire's rising in our blood, and I don't think that we should let the flame die out. 'Cause when I look inside your eyes, I feel like I can be myself, and that's enough. So tell me, baby, will you give me all your heart and swim out to the deep blue sea? 'Cause I would go the distance for you, baby, would you go for me? Yeah. So tell me, pretty baby, would you go for me?
Woo! Thank you very much.
Wow.
wow.
That is awesome. We are here live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barnes.
He's got a rock star voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. when you're playing solo, while he's tuning, I'm going to ask him questions.
I tune because I care.
Now, sometimes you were talking, you were going to maybe bring a looper. When you're solo, are you playing with a looping system? How does that work?
So, yes, I do technically have a looper pedal. I kind of don't typically use it like your typical looper pedal, though. I kind of use it more as like a playback kind of system. So I don't really do the live looping thing. I mean, that I've seen people that do the live looping thing, and that is a talent all in itself.
It's yeah. interesting to watch, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, yeah.
It blows me away. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's mm-hmm. not really what I do. I kind of just record my parts in there and then just kind of hit play and just have a click track going. And I just follow along with that. So,
but if you sound like you just played for us, you don't need any of that other stuff.
Well, you know what's funny? You know what's funny, guys, actually? So right now, this has kind of taken me back to 2019, because when I first started playing live in the Madison area, it was just me and an acoustic guitar. I didn't have a looper pedal. I didn't have a Paul Reed Smith Custom 24 with a piezo and a blended electric sound and in-ear monitors and all of this stuff. So this is kind of taking me back to my beginning days of playing. So
you have come full circle, my dear.
I sure have.
That's cool. I like it.
6 years later.
Taylor, you play in several local bands as a duo, as a solo acoustic. Mm-hmm. First, let's start with the Foo Foo Dolls. How did you join that powerhouse outfit of local rockers?
Well, so that started in, I believe, the summer of 2018. So my Uncle Vaughn actually was in a band with quite a few of the members called Charmskull Rejects. And then Foo Foo Dolls kind of formed after Charmskull Rejects broke up or disbanded, whatever you want to call it. And so randomly one night, Vaughn was just like, hey, do you want to go see this 90s tribute band? And at the time, I was actually in an all-original band, and we were kind of writing music in the basement. We were trying to get to that point where we were going to start recording in the studio. So my Uncle Vaughn was like, well, why don't we go see the Foo Foo Dolls? And, you know, that way you can meet Paul and get to know him a little bit better. So this was actually back in like the beginning, I think, of 2018. And then in the summer of 2018, they kind of had heard a little bit of me singing through Facebook videos that I had posted. So I got up and sang Even Flow with them by Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
And little did I know that was pretty much going to be my audition, because
stage.
Yeah, well, about a year later, or maybe even less than that, I got a call from Tanner, who was the guy in the band that I ended up replacing.
Oh, right.
And he asked me if I wanted to join the Foo Foo Dolls. And of course, like at first, I'm like flipping out about it. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because I had known those guys a little bit, but I just thought that they were really cool. And I loved the kind of music that they were playing. And then finally, like, there was a bit of me that was like, well, just because Tanner's saying that you're in the band now, I probably should hear back from like Paul or Ray or something like that. But then, yes, they did reach out to me, and, you know, we basically, I think we did like one or maybe two rehearsals before my first show with them.
Oh, wow.
And I just remember the first show that I ever played with them, we were doing an acoustic version of the band at the Comeback Inn for the Mardi Gras. The Fat Tuesday thing that they do. And I just remember like just playing on stage with them guys, and it just felt right. Like it just, the chemistry just felt there immediately. And it's kind of been, the rest is history. And I feel like the chemistry between us has gotten even stronger. I mean, it's definitely cool that we're a band where everybody sings. I think a big reason why people like us a lot, though, is I feel like we have a lot of fun on stage together.
That makes such a difference.
So it absolutely does.
You don't just stand there. I've seen you guys. And yeah, you guys are bouncing around and smiling and having a great time.
No, I can't sit still.
No,
so I definitely.
Thank you. Because
I definitely.
Wow. Sometimes you see a band and they don't move. They stand in that same place for like 3 hours, and it's like, please, just a little dance for us.
I do have to stay a little bit more stationary for my solo shows, especially with all of the different pedals that I'm using and everything. But
that makes sense.
But yeah, when I'm just front manning and Foo Foo Dolls, I have a wireless mic, so I get to move around a little bit.
Oh, fun.
I don't really dance, though. You don't want to see me dance.
Well, tomorrow, you're on the big stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Foo Foo Dolls plays Bratfest on the grand stage at 2:40 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Sunday, May 25th. And this isn't the first time that you're playing Bratfest. How many brats will you eat at the all-you-can-eat buffet of every flavor of brat that they have backstage for the bands?
Well, considering the fact that right when Foo Foo Dolls get done, I have to pretty much run over to the grand stage. It definitely won't be in between. Maybe after the Remedy's done, you know, I might have like one or two, but I definitely don't want to go too crazy because I do have another show on Monday. So,
have you tried the Impossible Brat?
I have not tried the Impossible Brat.
Yeah, neither have I.
You and I are carnivores all the way, aren't we?
Oh,
meat and fruit, baby.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. You can catch Foo Foo Dolls at the Boulevard in Madison or Bike Night on May 29th and Capital Brewery on June 6th. Tell us about Bike Night. Is that scary?
No. I mean, well, I mean, come on, guys. I'm like a 6'2" giant, so no, I'm a total teddy bear. It's, you know, I'm not a biker myself, but I mean, if somebody's into biking, I mean, that's kind of the place to be this summer.
Bikers are awesome.
Yes.
They're great.
I agree.
And Bike Night is a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I remember when we played last year, we had a huge crowd for Foo Foo Dolls. And I think it was either 2 or 3 years ago, we ended up getting rained out. We played 4 songs and then had to pull the show, and it was such a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Such is life.
I know. My band Ironclaw got rained out last year.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Taylor Sherrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us tonight, it is called Walking Away. Do you have toxic people in your life?
So actually, before we get into this song, because I'm such a professional, I need to grab my capo real quick.
Okay, do it.
Oh, the capo.
See, he's trying to avoid your question,
though. Oh, I see.
I have a long people yeah, in your life?
Yes.
Is that why you wrote a song called Walking Away? Walking Away.
It's like, you know, every indie artist, every song is probably about toxic people.
Well, and it's always interesting when you ask and do get the story behind the song, and then it's actually something totally different sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that on purpose sometimes.
I like that. All right. So now we'll hear what Taylor says about
the capo is being mounted.
Away. Yes. We need to describe to people what we're witnessing right now.
All right. Tell us about this song.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe you could say that this song is about letting go of toxic people in your life, but kind of what inspired this song is that there are certain people in your life who you think are going to be a part of your life forever. And then sometimes you end up just drifting apart. And that's kind of what this song is about. There was a former friend of mine who we were really close, and then we kind of just were going two separate ways in life. And I have no ill feelings towards him whatsoever. It's just like I said, we kind of were just going different paths in life and just kind of decided that, you know, maybe this would be best for us to not hang out anymore. So it's kind of interesting because you'll hear like the song sounds a little bit on the uppity side, but it's kind of like a serious topic.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right, let's hear this. Taylor Sherrick, this is Walking Away. You're listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm walking away from here, where the demons have dragged my spirit down. I've needed to get away to feel and hear our mother. And even though I'll be gone, I'll sing you one last song. I'm walking away from here to go and see the sky that's blue. forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I'm gone. It's time to send my dog so free. I'm wrong to think the things I know are true. If you don't value me, then I'll never value you. It's time to walk away from you. I'm walking away from here, leaving all of the bad things left to die. I've needed to let you go because you always drag me far behind. And even though it feels wrong, I know that we will be together again. I'm walking away from you because I can't take this pain. It's eating, 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 eating my soul. I'm gone. It's time to send my dark soul free. I'm wrong to think the things I know are true. If you don't value me, then I'll never value you. It's time to walk away from you. Send my dark soul free. I'm wrong to think that things I know are true. If you don't value me, then I'll never value you. It's time to walk away from you. I'm walking away from here to go and see the sky that's blue.
Woof.
All right.
Woo! Wow. Yes. Yes, yes.
Taylor Sherrick right here in the lair. You know, tell us about The Remedy. Your dad plays in that band, right?
That is correct. Yep.
And you guys have some shows coming up. You're going to be playing at Broadfest tomorrow, as we were saying, right? Like 4 o'clock?
Yep, yep. So I'll be playing with Foo Foo Dolls from 2:40 to 3:20. And then I'll be hauling my booty over to the island stage. And then we'll be playing 4:10 to 4:50.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And who else is in that band? Anybody of note?
So there is me on guitar and vocals, my dad on lead guitar. My Uncle Vaughn is the drummer, and a very good friend of ours named Denny Carney is the bass player.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I can't get over the family band, though. I think that is so very cool.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, very much.
How do we keep up with The Remedy Online, see scheduling and shows and music?
Yeah, so the Remedy Online, that would be, you can check out our website, Remedy. It's either remedy.com or remedymadison.com. I can't remember. I wasn't the one who made the website, so. But you for sure can follow our Facebook page, The Remedy, on Facebook. And also, like, if you just want to see all different, 4 different versions of me out there, you can follow Taylor Sherrick Music on Facebook, or you can search taylorsherrick.com. And I'm always promoting all 4 of my different versions of me out there, so.
That's
and
excellent.
Your last name is S-C-H-E-R-E-K.
E-C-K.
E-C-K.
Yep.
Thank you. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Taylor Sherrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Smile. Tell us about this song before you play it.
So this song is a song that I wrote shortly, actually, after my grandma had passed away. And essentially what inspired the song was I was having a dream, and in the dream, so I guess to give a little backstory as well.
Yeah.
So my grandma, my whole entire life, she was always in a wheelchair because she had MS, multiple sclerosis. And that's just always the way I knew her. And then in this dream that I had about her, she was standing and she had a huge smile on her face. And she didn't say anything to me, but she just kind of was borderline telling me in the dream, like, I'm in a better place now. So
wow,
I want you to go out and live your life and not worry about me because I'm okay.
Honestly, how do you not write something from that?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And then I was kind of just experimenting around with this little chord pattern. And I was like, I think that's the one right there. I think that's these are the right lyrics for this song. Because I feel like it's got kind of like a little bit of a haunting feel to it, if you will. So, yeah, this is Smile.
Wow. Thank you. This is Taylor Sherrick, and you are listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, there we go. Can you guys give me a little bit more headphone volume? Check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, let's give that a try.
As I take your hand, I feel your spirit drift away from me. As I hold back the tears, it's killing me deep inside. That happiness came to say goodbye. Even if this darkness cries, I'll still ignite some light inside. 'Cause you don't have to fight. You can run away. Just let the spirit take you in, and I'll always remember the last time that you smiled at me. As I take your hand, I feel your spirit coming towards me. Then when you looked in my eyes, that smile on your face told me that everything was off the line. Even if this darkness cries, I'll still ignite some light inside. 'Cause you don't have to fight. You can run away. Just let the spirit take you in, and I'll always remember the last time that you smiled at me. You don't have to fight. You can run away. Just let the spirit take you in, and I'll always remember the last time. The last time. The last time. I saw your spirit smile at me.
right.
Wow.
Taylor Sherrick, live in the lair. We'll be right back after we take a little break.
Sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Got a problem with Mag Zinc Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Mag Zinc Radio. Radio for the people.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice, I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
All right, here we are back in the lair. Mm-hmm. Here on Mag Zinc Radio.
It's delicious in the lair.
Presented by the Aaron Weber Group. It is delicious.
It is. The music is fabulous.
Oh, I'm here with Terry Barr and Jane over in the control room.
Hello.
Hello.
And we have Taylor Sherrick right here in the lair. And his mom's here. We're going to hear from her in a few minutes, too.
This is going to be fun. I mean, we've heard so many great stories from Taylor about family.
Yeah.
And I just think it's fascinating when family can actually hang out together, play together, and really make some beautiful music. Mount Horeb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us about you growing up there or living there. It's your hometown. And yep. There's a lot of culture happening there. I mean, music festivals in the summer, Wednesday Night Live, we've had them on to talk about it. What keeps you in Mount Horeb?
Well, it's interesting because when I was growing up, I don't feel like Mount Horeb was that huge of a music scene.
How about that?
And now it is. Yeah, I mean, and especially since Paul has moved Megatone into Mount Horeb. I mean, that's actually been great for him. He's been even more busy now.
That's his recording studio, right? Yeah. Just to let people know, Megatone Recording Studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he used to be located right in Madison, but he has even more business now that he's in Mount Horeb. But he's in a really good location, too. He's right on Main Street, so there's plenty of restaurants to walk to nearby. So like when they're taking a lunch break or something like that, they can just walk right down to Sun Cafe or the Viking, just to name a few. So
nice.
Yeah. The old Megatone was not like that. There wasn't too much to walk.
No, no.
So who is Vaughn?
Vaughn. Well, I have mentioned his name earlier in the show.
Yeah.
But Vaughn is my uncle.
Yeah.
His real name is Eric, but everyone knows him as Vaughn in the music scene.
AKA.
And the story behind him getting his nickname is he was asked to come up with a stage name in his band that he was in, and he just came up with Eric Von Eric. And then he decided, well, I don't need to say my real name twice, so he just dropped that and just does Vaughn now. So he's my uncle. He's actually my mom's little brother, and I am an only child, but he's definitely the closest thing I have to a sibling, I would say.
Fine. Oh, so, funny.
Yeah, we act like it.
And what is he? And he's the drummer, right? So give the drummer some.
Right.
Now, you guys play as a duo, Taylor and Vaughn?
We do play as a duo, and then, he's now the full-time drummer of the Foo Foo Dolls as well.
Oh, wow.
And he's in The Remedy with me as well. So
wow.
It's kind of like reality TV between us sometimes, honestly. Like, we should get a film crew
document
our whole lives together.
Yeah, that could be really fun.
Got shows coming up for Taylor and Vaughn?
Yes. Just give me a second. There's this wonderful thing called Google Calendar. That's how I'm able to keep my head straight. So you're talking specifically the duo.
Yeah, Vaughn.
So I think our next duo show, it's actually going to be a little bit still, but we're going to be playing June 12th at Lake Louie Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
But we got a lot of full band stuff coming up. So Foo Foo Dolls and Remedy is going to be playing out quite a bit actually next week. So
you keep it busy.
I do.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. So this is actually my fourth day in a row of singing.
Oh, wow.
And then I have Bratfest tomorrow, and then I have
with
a show.
Two bands.
Two shows tomorrow.
Yeah, and then I have a show on Monday as well.
As he goes to chug water.
Well,
so,
and I wanted
needless to say, I'll be resting my voice for Tuesday and Wednesday
of
this next week.
Your voice range is ridiculous. I mean, we are hearing it loud and clear tonight, because you're the only singer, you're the only artist in here right now.
Well, I mean, so far,
yes. We don't want to discount Mom. But do you do anything special to take care of your voice, or do you do the warm-ups that sometimes we've heard people do?
I mean, I've heard most recently within the last couple of years that sleep is a really important one, and I actually don't drink alcohol anymore. I've been sober for at least over 18 months now.
Wow. Congratulations.
So, thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do that. I try and get as much sleep as I can. Typically, I do anywhere from like 10 to 15 minutes of warm-ups, or if my voice really needs it, I'll do a half hour.
Yeah.
But yeah, even just on our way over here, I was doing the...
Nice.
That's great.
And people are driving past me and probably thinking, like, why is he making horse noises?
Wow.
But if you don't protect it,
right,
there it goes. And obviously that range is so important in who you are as a singer, as a vocalist.
I have had moments where it's very rare, but I have had to cancel shows before in the past. And it's just, you know, if you can't sing and you can't put on a show, then what are you going to do?
That's called pulling an Ace Frehley.
Too soon.
Yowch. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Taylor Sherritt, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Out to Play. It's the first song you ever wrote. What do you see when you look back on this song?
So it's interesting. So yeah, this was the first song that I ever released under my name. And I wrote it back in, well, I kind of started the writing process of it in 2020. And it was when we were dealing with the COVID lockdowns and, you know, I wasn't playing any shows at all. And I was just kind of sitting there and just imagining like how cool life will be again when I can actually go out and do this. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what sparked the inspiration for the song, I guess. So,
out to play. I like it.
In open D tuning.
You are funny.
The clouds start to clear and it's all we can think about. The sun's coming out and now the time to play is almost here. Isolating feels like fading deep into a hole. I feel an energy I haven't felt in ages, because we all were trapped inside our dirty cages. Now I'm coming out to play, now we're coming out to play. Can't believe what I see, I crack a smile. I wake up one day and see this head die. Now I'm coming out to play, now we're coming out to play, yeah. It feels so good to be reunited with love again. Here's to all the loved ones I call my Max Inc. friends. Celebrating, feeling the rays of light that hit my soul. I feel an energy I haven't felt in ages, because we all were trapped inside our dirty cages. Now I'm coming out to play, now we're coming out to play. I wake up one day, I can't believe what I see, I crack a smile. I wake up one day and see this head die. Now I'm coming out to play, now we're coming out to play, yeah. I see, I crack a smile. I wake up one day and see this head die. Now I'm coming out to play. I wake up one day and open up my eyes. Now I'm coming out to play. I wake up one day and I crack a smile. Now I'm coming out to play. I wake up one day and see this head die. Now I'm coming out to play. Now we're coming out to play. Yeah.
Thank you, Taylor Sherrick, right here, live in the lair.
Out to play. Thanks for the shout out to your Max Inc. friends in that song, too.
I thought you'd be throwing that in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
I'm going to cut that up and make that into a promo.
You know, I'm going to probably want to hear that again.
I know.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to listen tomorrow night. You can hear Max Inc. Radio in its entirety, 6 p.m. to midnight on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And then on Monday, we usually post all this stuff to the internet.
Yep.
civicmedia.us, where you can also get the Civic Media app and stream us live from anywhere you are.
You got it. Oh, man, that was great. And that, it takes you back, you. Doesn't it? It takes you back to that time, but at the same time, you know, I think we've tried to put 2020 behind us, but I love the idea of now I'm coming out to play. It just puts a lot of different pictures in your head.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, June 1st, Taylor Sherrick, you are live at the Tumbled Rock Brewery and Kitchen in Baraboo. What is your favorite part of playing breweries?
Well, I just got done saying that I'm sober, but yeah. I will say that breweries have actually been starting to do a pretty good job of making non-alcoholic beers.
Oh, really?
So I've been very impressed with some of them. So Tumbled Rock actually has some pretty good non-alcoholic brews there. I don't think they're ones that they make. I think that they bring them in from Athletic Brewing Company. But aside from that, I just feel like, honestly, like the people that come out to breweries are really cool people.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've met a lot of really cool people specifically at breweries.
That's
Tell me you're from Wisconsin without telling me you're from Wisconsin. You know, I met you at a brewery.
I always think breweries have really good food too.
Oh yeah,
Tumbled Rock. Yeah, they have pretty legit food, and
nice.
It seems like every time I play there, I'm always trying something new. However, I can't help but always go back to the lobster mac and cheese every now and then.
Oh, that sounds so good.
You don't want to eat that before a
show. Not what I expected.
But after the show, that's fine.
I like it. I like it. How far do you travel for your shows? Are you kind of doing all of Wisconsin? Are you trying to do more of the Midwest in a bigger picture way?
It's a very good question. So I've pretty much been doing the Madison area mostly.
Mm-hmm.
The Foo Foo Dolls have played down at the Q Casino a couple times before in Dubuque. Yep. That is a very cool place to play at. And we did actually play at Summerfest last year. In fact, that's where I actually got your email, Rocker. Do you remember running into us and we all got on the bus with you? And
yeah.
Yeah.
The bus. Yeah, the 2024 tour.
Yeah.
Through
around the Summerfest grounds.
So, yeah, I mean.
Now you need to go bigger.
Why? That's the thing. Like, so, yeah, I'm mostly around the Madison area, but I'm always looking to expand a little bit outside of Madison as well. I mean, even in Foo Foo Dolls, we've talked about it'd be so cool if we could get one of those Packer post-game parties or something like that.
Yep.
That would be super fun because actually, Ray and I, we actually went up to the draft together.
Oh, yeah.
And that was super fun. I only got to go there for the one night because I had gigs the rest of the weekend. But no, it was fun. And Green Bay is definitely a very different vibe for sure. They know how to party over there.
I'm from that area.
Oh.
And then worked and lived there for a while too. So, yeah.
So, you know.
Well, and the interesting thing, and we've talked about Green Bay, where the original music scene is really getting started.
Well, that's
so
cool.
I can see you heading up there and doing some things, both with the Foo Foos and with your original music.
Well, you know what I actually want to do? So, the song that you guys have played, Music is Family, on the radio.
Yes.
So I don't know how I'm going to pull this off, but I want to try and somehow get in contact with Roger Goodell and change the lyrics to Football is Family.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, speaking of your mom, the next song features your mom, Lori.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, get in here for a second. Tell us about being like a rock and roll mom.
Well, it's pretty awesome. Usually I go and usually they ask me to come up and sing one or two, and usually I get the biggest applause, right?
Oh, I love that.
She's not lying.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how fun is it to play on stage with your son?
It's really fun. It's definitely something that I would like to do more of as I get older.
Nice. Well, we're running out of time here. We still have just a couple of minutes to go. Quickly tell us about this song, Music is Family, before you play with your mom also singing with you.
Yeah.
All right. So, Music is Family. So, This is the little speech that I give to everybody. So this song means a lot to me because it's dedicated out to my family members. And also a big reason why I do what I do for a living is because music brings us together like a family. So that's kind of the story behind this.
Let's check it out. Music is family.
Back when I was a little boy, I was just finding my place in the stars. But then my life would forever change when I saw you picking up that guitar. You've inspired me trying me a rock star. Back when I was just in the car, you'd show me different chords that could ring.
I remember when.
But then my life would forever change, giving me the gift that I was meant to bring. You've inspired me to open up my mouth and sing.
Music is family.
Hit up to sing in harmony.
Music is family.
Hit up to shred away our tears. Beat the demons down. So when you finally wear that crown, just remember these three words.
Music is family. Back when I was a young man, I finally knew what I wanted to be. But still doubt flooded in my mind until you went and showed me everything. You've inspired me, and now it's time to spread my wings.
Music is family.
It always helps us feel alive.
Music.
It brings the best out of our minds.
Music is family.
It gives the soul a little spark. So even though the times seem dark, just remember these three words.
Music is family.
It's too bad we couldn't get Dad on here to play the guitar solo.
Live in the lair, Taylor, Sherrick, thank you so much, you guys, for coming down. Lori, Taylor, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Music is family.
Music is family.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. If you've been on the road, then you know.
AAA projecting more than 39 million driving to their destinations for Memorial Day. On the West Coast, a major holiday artery reopening just in time. The Pacific Coast Highway shut down for months after the devastating Palisades fire in January. Now back open.
President Trump Saturday delivering the commencement address at West Point.
We're focusing our military on its core mission, crushing America's adversaries, killing America's enemies, and defending our great American flag like it has never been defended before.
The sound of laughter and tears, Russia and Ukraine swapping hundreds of prisoners in a major exchange this weekend. But despite the diplomacy, Russia's not letting up. Overnight, launching a large-scale deadly drone and missile attack on Kyiv. This is ABC News. A gas explosion.